Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It exists in every neighborhood and every community in America.
Wow, what is it?
And it's existed since the beginning of Neighbors. Because no matter where you live, there is one house that you avoid.
Oh.
And it's not just you. Everyone who lives in that neighborhood knows the drill.
The creepy house.
Well, that place contains...
It's just creepy.
Not creepy so much as it contains someone that may be a little bit off.
Oh.
And one community in our area, if they didn't have that house before, sure as hell knows where that house is now.
Hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes from just east of us. Back on October 31st, on Halloween, police were called for reports of a man with a gun.
Mm.
Police say when they got there,
Jesus,
they discovered a 53-year-old man brandishing a handgun while threatening another resident.
And he's outside?
This is according to police.
All right.
Because after the incident, he retreated into his home.
Mm.
Police had to set up a perimeter. They eventually made contact with him by phone.
Jesus.
Authorities say after a brief standoff, the man tried to leave through the back door of his house.
Wait, that didn't work?
It did not.
Did he not understand what surrounded means?
Maybe he didn't know he was surrounded. Maybe they were hiding in the back. Mm. But he was eventually arrested without incident, thank God. The man has been charged with 2 felonies, 2 misdemeanors. He's got a court date coming up. So that's going to mess up the trick-or-treating in your neighborhood.
Yeah, for sure.
Quick sidebar. Could you imagine on Halloween being the house next door to this guy?
No.
Nope.
No.
Because you get all the candy for the kids, prepare the house, all the little ones are coming, and then the whole night gets shut down for a standoff next door.
Oh, my God.
The hauntedest of houses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very scary story.
Yeah.
But it's an age-old tale, Tommy, that every street in every town across America knows.
Oh, sure.
The house, you stay away from. The person who lives inside, they're a little bit strange, slightly off. You don't know much about them. But you know to leave well enough alone.
Yeah. You don't mess.
And it's something that everyone who lives in that neighborhood knows. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to discuss it with your neighbors. You've all seen enough where you give that house a wide berth and no one wants anything to do with that person.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. What makes you stay away from that house in your neighborhood?
What nut is a... down the lane.
What have you seen where you have decided that house gets a wide berth? Now, Kimmy, you don't have to do where you live. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think anytime a cop shows up to somebody's house.
That's number one.
Not even knowing why they're there.
Multiple sheriff
visits. For a car or two to pull up and go knocking on their door, that may be the house you keep your eye on.
So I didn't know that I married into a family like this. My first wife.
Oh.
So her father was a nut. He was an alcoholic. He was a pill popper, and he was crazy.
So I get why she fell for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So he at one time was out on the front lawn with a .22 rifle, threatening the family and himself, and like the whole family was out there trying to like talk him out of it. Right. So the whole neighborhood saw it. So I didn't know any of this when I first started dating her, but like she was saying, like, well, they can't come over. Somebody can't come over. They never come around her. I was like, why? He goes, well, because, like, my dad's nuts. So, like, they were that family in the neighborhood. And it was a really nice neighborhood.
Okay.
And he was that guy. He did crazy-ass stuff constantly. Like, things you wouldn't even think of doing. And he would blame, like, he threw the microwave oven in their house into their pool. They had a really nice pool. And it was super deep. It was an 11-foot drop, which is pretty deep for a regular pool.
I love how he goes straight old man in the story. 11-foot pool, gotta check it out.
Bro, landscape, gorgeous, right? Throws it in the pool.
Okay.
Because he said all their problems they were having this summer was because they bought a new microwave and it was putting off some kind of vibes and was driving everybody crazy.
Well, was he right?
Well, they never got another microwave. Because I came over to the house. He goes, can you go down there and get that? And I'm like,
wait, he wanted you to dive to the bottom of the pool.
11 feet into a pool.
That's three U's.
Three U's and maybe some more. And so they had to hire a tow truck.
Get the hell out.
They had to disassemble his fence on the side of the house, pull a tow truck around back. They got to go down there and pull it out.
Kimmy, that's how old the story was. You needed a tow truck to get a microwave.
Yes.
That's how big microwaves were back
then. Can you imagine watching this next door?
No, okay, you're right. You're absolutely right. Okay, so an incident with a gun or cop cars at the front multiple times or even once. Okay, I get it.
And any public fighting you do with with your...
Okay.
Like
any loud argument, no cops, just like you're screaming at your wife or screaming at you in the front yard.
Okay.
Any front yard drama... is not good.
Front yard drama can also bring in other neighbors too, because depending on how my other neighbors handle like a situation like that, I may also be like, wait a second, why are you involved now?
Right.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Outside of those three, and those are three good ones, but they're kind of obvious. What makes you stay away from that house in your neighborhood? Because there are more subtle things, which we'll loop back around to, but you just brought up something very interesting.
What's that?
When it comes to the house everyone stays away from, there is no real rhyme or reason or something you can see outside of the drama happening that lets you know what that house is. Because sometimes it's someone lower on the economic scale.
Sure.
But not always, because you just brought up really nice house, really nice landscaping.
They had bank. Yeah.
There are plenty of nice homes with people who have great jobs. And you decide you are staying away from that house. Mm. And you cannot just drive down a street and know immediately which house that is. You have to live there for a while and then realize, ooh, that's not where
you got to scope it out. You got to do a little recon.
Exactly.
See what's happening.
And that might be the funnest part about like watching new people move in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
See how long it takes them to figure out which house is that house.
Were they watching?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because you don't want to be the one to tell them, right? You don't want to like spread bad things about other neighbors.
But you might just see like how they treat their kids, how their kids play. The appearance of their kids.
Okay, time out. Hold on. Now we're going down a normal Tommy road. What do you mean how they play and their appearance of their kids?
How they look, how their kids are.
Like what?
What do you mean?
Like,
I say you got a rough ass kid.
What's a rough ass kid?
There's rough ass kid.
What is a rough ass kid?
Rough playing kid.
Every boy is a rough playing kid.
You claim to be Mr. Skidmarks.
Yeah, I was bad kid.
If your mother would have washed your underwear, that wouldn't have happened.
Because I know, like, my wife, if she saw some kind of behavior she didn't like in a neighbor's kid, her kids were not going over there.
Really?
Yeah. My mother was the same way. I still remember these kids. My mother wouldn't let me play with the DeMasi twins because the mother let them run around in the yard and just their tidy whitey.
The DeMasi twins, one of my favorite detective novels from elementary school.
I don't want to know what happened to those kids. They may have ended up like institutionalized. But my mother, who was no star mom, but because they were, and by the way, they were Italian, right?
Okay.
So you think like, hey, go play with the other Italian kids. No. They're in their underwear. They're weird. She's a weird woman.
Well, no, I mean, it would be a little strange to see kids running around in their tidy whiteies.
That would be a reason for you not to. That would tell you, like, something's off in that house, man.
No, but I know you, man. And here's what I know you're trying to say,
I wish
man.
I was that free.
252-WCMF, we're talking about the story. Happened back on Halloween just east of us. A 53-year-old man was arrested after police say he threatened another resident in his neighborhood while brandishing a handgun. When police showed up, he retreated into his home. There was a standoff, according to police. They reached him by phone. He eventually tried to run out the back door. He was arrested without incident. But if these neighbors didn't know this was the house you stay away from, they now know. And what do you see in that house? Where? You know you got to stay away from it. I know that you mean too with these kids. Just dirty clothes.
Oh yeah, dirty children.
But kids are going to be dirty running around outside.
They could have been clean when they went outside.
But
That was so creepy.
I know.
But you know the difference between a kid who, you know, was just playing and a grimy child.
What's a grimy child?
They always grimy. They go to bed grimy. They wake up. They wake up grimy. They grimy to the bone.
You do under. No. You do understand. By the way, it sounds like you're nobbing somebody. There are. You can be the best parent in the world. At some point, there are going to be days where it's just like, I know you're going to fight me on a bath. Just
okay. I understand some days, no, but watch your child.
Shut up. You're going to say something, Kimmy.
I have a friend who is suspicious of a neighbor because they always have a different car. Like, she thinks that they switch their car too often.
But what do they think they're doing?
I don't know. She's just like, they always got different cars over there.
I mean, the guy could work at a dealership where he gets cars.
Okay, but
like, I love how you're picking on her for that. When, like, the itty-bittiest little thing, because you are such a stuck-up bitch, what? Would cause you to be like, ooh, gotta stay away from that house.
What if he has a grimy car?
A grimy car?
Yeah, so like she won't ask what's going on. She won't like ask follow up questions, but just like she'll keep an eye. Like, yeah, they got weird. They're always different cars over there. I don't know what's going on.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Jessica writes us. Jessica,
what's she saying?
You brought up the kids. Mm-hmm. She says my kids played with the kids who lived in the house. No one wanted to bother. The parents were very strange. So were the kids. But it wasn't their fault. I couldn't tell my kids to stay away from them. But they eventually moved, and it was a load off my mind.
Yeah.
So you think your wife back in the day would have told her kids you cannot
play
with them?
If she thought that was a house that she disagree with? Yeah, they weren't going over.
I'm going to disagree with you there, Bo. That's a tough one, Jim.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because it's hard to tell your kid don't play with another kid.
So when I was a kid, there was this family in the neighborhood.
Well, your neighborhood, Jesus Christ, everybody fit the bill. Living in grimy town.
don't let me down.
Grimy town.
No, like this. Look, man, I understand I didn't live, you know.
Bro, you had that house.
I wasn't
man.
Living in Beverly Hills, but this family.
You had a neighborhood trampoline.
No, that was down the street.
No, it was his mom. Zing from the 3-point line.
Shut up.
Nothing but net.
No,
and your mama.
This family was a little bit weird. They had like tinfoil all over all their windows.
Oh, that's
ooh. That's a red flag.
That sounds like a drug house.
Both of the kids were homeschooled. Mm-hmm. And this was before like homeschooling was a common thing, right? Mm-hmm. The boy who lived in the house was like 6 years older than all of us, but he would play with us when we were like 8, 9, 10 years old. Mm. And
there's a big age gap there.
He would also wear the same clothes every day, but not like dirty clothes. Like, he just had like the same outfit every single day, right?
So, he only dressed a certain way,
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, I know that my parents were uncomfortable with that whole situation, but they never said we couldn't. I mean, I don't think you can step in and say you can't play with that kid.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, if you tell a kid to avoid their friends, you don't want to be the reason that some kid in your neighborhood ends up getting bullied.
I know, but it's, you know, you can't. I can understand a parent's fear of the unknown, like what's going on.
Oh, sure. But I can't tell my kid, don't play with that kid.
My parents were that generation where you're not going down. And I remember another one, man. We first moved to Florida. This is funny, we're talking Florida today. So, you know, my dad builds this house in a really nice area, but it's Floridians and there's new people moving in from all over the country, right? So I made friends with a kid down the way. And my father took a look at his father and said, you aren't going back there anymore. Don't talk to that kid.
Why?
Because, and this is the first time I've ever seen this, the kid's father had a ponytail.
Okay.
Now, I got to say, the guy was like my dad's age.
Okay.
And he had a ponytail.
Man, he one of the first.
It freaked me out, but I thought like, I don't know what I thought really, but I go like, I don't know. I didn't
like
shock
a
me.
Ponytail was enough to make your dad avoid that house.
Oh yeah, he was like, stay away from that weirdo. He's a weird. He's a creep, crumb, lush. But I remember the kid, and I don't even know what the guy did for a living. But he was like my dad's age.
Yeah,
looking like my dad, but he had a ponytail. And it was a long one. I mean, it was like
it was a long one.
It was down. I will say it was down to the center of his back.
Okay.
It was like a horse mane.
252 WCMF.
I think the difference, though,
about that,
your dad telling you that you couldn't play with a kid down the street, and like, if you told your daughter she couldn't play with another kid down the street, Your dad didn't have to face the consequences of the other parents.
Oh, no.
Whereas now I feel like you're not only your kids' friends, but the parents are also interacting way more than they did back then.
Yeah, I mean, no, you're right. That's kind of happened in our neighborhood before where, like, things get said and now parents are, like, confronting each other and you got to pick a side. And it's like, I don't want
to
do that.
I would love to, if my father was alive, now that I'm thinking, I would love to ask him what he thought of that guy. Like, what did you think of a guy with a ponytail in 1969, your age. What do you think of that guy?
I think we all know what he thought.
No, I want to go. It's got to be beyond that.
You think so?
Yeah.
252 WCMF again, talking about this standoff that happened on Halloween involving a 53-year-old man in this neighborhood. Guns, tried to run out the back, was arrested by the incident. But we're talking
ponytail.
About that house in the neighborhood everyone knows to stay away from. You don't talk to your neighbors about it. It's not like it's decided. Just everyone sees something. And what do you have to see to make it that neighborhood? We got more Facebook messages coming in. This is a long one. Mike writes us, the house we stay away from has a man that lives inside that we don't see for weeks at a time. He's not an old man, probably in his 50s, but he never goes to the store. He doesn't look like he goes to a job. The blinds are always down. His car never leaves the driveway. We all have theories that he's making weapons or meth or is on the run for some crime or is in the witness protection program.
All right. That is weird. Like, no movement around the house for weeks would be weird, knowing that there's probably somebody in there.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's easy to pull off now.
Yeah. Work from home.
Now. Groceries delivered.
But yeah. But you never see the guy outside. He never goes anywhere.
That's my fantasy is what he's describing. if God forbid I end up alone at some point, that will be my life.
And if he's a single man, if he has no family... Even if you had a family.
Yeah, he says he's not an old man, probably in his 50s, don't see him for weeks at a time. That's the other funny thing about the house you stay away from. No one ever knows the situation of the person that lives inside.
No, it's almost like the less you know, the more suspicious you are.
And that's just it.
Imagination runs.
Yeah.
Exactly. But like, it wouldn't hurt. Oh, okay, I take that back. You could, if you wanted to, go have a conversation and get some kind of background on that person.
Sure.
Right. And maybe that information that you get from that conversation would make things look less strange and things start to make things make more sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does make things make more sense make sense?
Yes. Because I can see, like, I know, like, when new people move into our neighborhood, my wife usually goes, makes cupcakes, brings something over to welcome them.
Mm-hmm.
And that would probably help alleviate some of that stuff if you wanted to do that, like get to know that person. But I ain't doing that.
I got bad news for you here, buddy. We got Instagram messages coming in. Maddie writes us on Instagram, if I see too many booze bottles out in front of the house on garbage day, that's the house I avoid.
Okay. That's the fun house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the party house.
Don't you try to hide your booze bottle?
No, he only hides them because his wife said that he should. And Tommy was like,
maybe
he's
on to something.
I never did where I used to live.
And then Maddie writes us on Instagram and goes, that's the house I'm avoiding.
What do you think's going to happen?
Well, I mean, you're getting judged as a drunk is what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, but I'm so blasted, barely answer the door.
No, but like, here's the thing. If you were walking by somebody's house, you're looking at what's in that recycling bin.
I used to. Now, when I lived in Webster, I would openly drink while I was doing yard work and watering plants, and I was visibly drunk doing yard work in the afternoons and evenings.
Why?
Because I lived alone.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you drink?
Well, you think maybe you lived alone because you were openly drinking and drunkenly doing yard work?
There's possibly a link there.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Public displays of affection.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the most basic of the public displays of affection. Because I know there are some people, and I'm looking at you, Tommy, who get weird about PDA.
Yeah.
But even this, super simple, least amount of public affection you can show, depending on how old you are, dictates how intimate you are willing to get with it.
How you touching?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you hold your wife's hand.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Standard.
What is standard?
Like the standard holding hands.
Okay.
So you cup hands?
Yeah, cup.
Or you raise fingers?
Big time cupper.
Okay. So in America.
Raised by a cupper.
In America, holding hands with interlocking fingers has now taken over cupped hand holding as the number one. Yeah, hand holding position. Mm. So 3 in 10 Americans say they prefer holding hands with their fingers interlocked.
Mm.
2 in 10 say they prefer doing it with both hands. Or with cupped hands, excuse me.
Right.
Both men and women had about the same response.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where it gets weird.
What happened?
Kimmy, how do you hold hands with your husband?
The finger interlock.
Interlock fingers. Okay.
Yeah.
Finger hand holding is much more popular based on how young you are.
Hmm.
For example, only 17% of boomers do a finger lock and hand hold.
Well, I think it was illegal at one point to walk around like that in the 30s.
On the flip side, what you mean when you graduated high school? On the flip side, only 15% of Gen Zers want a cup hand holding experience.
They want to lock it up.
What the hell does that mean? Because we never had a decision on which one was the right way to do it.
Well, I guess the locking fingers is more intimate.
Okay. Yeah, I've never been a interlocking fingers hand holder.
Well, not with
you
those
know,
knuckles.
Like when they. Yeah, like if you're at church or something, you got to hold hands.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's different.
Oh,
if we're talking
that's
strange.
That's always like a cup hand awkward thing.
Imagine it's a dude at church.
Is it with our father and you're touching his knuckles with your
knuckling the guy next to you?
Oh.
Yeah, like I'm not, I don't lace fingers with just anybody.
Understood. We're talking here.
Just my
you
man.
You got to make the list.
Yeah, why would you?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about with your partner here.
Okay.
With your partner.
You're just talking exclusively in a relationship,
yes.
How you hold hands.
Public display of affection. So I would agree with you that the interlocking fingers is more intimate.
It's just a natural thing.
No, apparently not, because forever and ever and ever, it
holding
was cupping.
Holding hands, yeah.
Hmm.
But the cupping's so uncomfortable.
I'm with you 100%.
And
you know what it is? He's got little hands, so it may not be hard for him and his wife.
No, but I also have slender fingers, so my like, if you got big, bony knuckles, like I don't think a woman would like that.
I do crush my wife's fingers when we do this.
Well,
it's probably uncomfortable.
And I are big hand holders only because his hands get so sweaty.
Why do you hurt the guy?
No, he'll even be like, all right, my hand's getting sweaty. I gotta stop.
He's a hero. The man's a hero, kid.
You don't have that problem?
No, I don't get sweaty hands. Oh. I got calluses, though. That bothers my wife.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
She'll play with them and it really bothers me. I know. She'll like rub her hands.
Well, she says skin doctor.
Yeah.
So probably...
No, I know. She's doing it for medical purposes.
No, I know. It's like something that like entertains her. Like, you know how sometimes someone will play? Like, I've had girls like play with my ear or like, her thing is like playing with the calluses.
Well, I don't think she's turned on by the calluses.
Think she might be turned on by the calluses. You like that? You like that? So you see interlocking hand holding as more intimate.
Yeah, I would think so.
Does that mean that guys your age, men and women your age, see that as too intimate to be appropriate in public?
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
I think most guys my age are not big into public displays of affection.
Agreed.
So that would probably stem into the... I think it would also reach to the knuckle.
Okay, but... Hand holding is the most tame public display of affection.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to even have a line of, whoa, too far.
Are you going to Woodstock like that? Are you going downtown with your hands like that?
Like jamming your hands down the back of your wife's pants. I get that. That's a little bit inappropriate in public.
Mm.
Have you ever touched your wife's butt in public?
No.
Never?
Why would I grab my wife's butt in public?
Squeezing a butt's fun, man.
No, I that's very demeaning to a woman.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Kimmy, has your husband ever grabbed your butt in public? Okay.
Probably, but it's not like...
Probably takes a couple attempts. Swinging a miss. Oh.
She's coming back around. We're going to take another run at this thing.
I wouldn't say it's something he does often, though, and it's never like out in the open.
Yes, like, no, it's always like a sneaky, like fun little thing. Nobody's around. Like, boop, boop. I got to tell you, the best thing about getting married is not getting, you know, like, I squeeze my wife's butt.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, you know, it's not my butt, but I am with that butt.
We don't do that at my house.
We are not butt touchers in the Mulet household. So, like, outside of cupping your wife's hand,
yeah,
right, like you're a three-toed sloth,
mm,
what public displays of affection are you comfortable with your wife?
Well, the standard hand-holding would be it.
That's it. You won't kiss your wife in public?
Oh, yeah.
No smooch?
Yeah.
On the lips?
Well, where else would I kiss her?
On the cheek? I don't know.
No, I would kiss her on the lips, yes.
Would you slip a little tongue in there?
No.
Oh, okay, why is that?
She wouldn't want that. The things that come out of your mouth.
You want to see some grandpa mouthing on somebody's mother? Come on, man.
Two days ago, we
No,
talked.
Would you want to see that?
Oh, I wouldn't. I wouldn't mind if you kissed your wife.
No, what if you just walked around and you saw an old man like me, this face?
An open mouth session might be a little odd.
No, but like a quick little tongue touch. Bet.
I wouldn't.
Bet.
Do that.
You know, 2 days ago, we were talking about the price of Thanksgiving dinner, and we had
a woman. Neither of you ever make those faces ever again.
There's Kimmy. Hey,
I'm disturbed.
2 days ago, we had a discussion about what Thanksgiving dinner is supposed to cost, and we had a woman call up, and she sounded older, and she talked about how she spent $50 a head when everyone came over, and we were making jokes about her husband.
Right.
And in that discussion, you had multiple fingers in a place where they would have gotten dumped had I continued the sentence.
Mm.
You said that into a microphone to a strange woman who was sounded older, and we just said, "Do you slightly kiss your wife with tongue in public?" And you go, "You know, oh my God, touching tongues! I'm not a tongue toucher."
You know, as pervy as I am, I have standards.
That doesn't even make sense.
I'm a classy perv.
No, you're not.
Back in my day,
there
was classy pervs.
There is no such thing as a classy perv.
I think you're looking at one.
It's mind-blowing what your generation says is okay and not okay when it comes to public displays of affection. Because like even my parents who got divorced, I would see them show affection to each other in public.
Mm.
Did you ever see it from your parents?
Nah, not really. I don't think so.
Because I would think it goes one of two ways. Either you see it so much from your parents that you're grossed out by it and you never want to do it again.
Yeah.
Or that becomes your normal and
you don't think anything of it.
Yeah. Because my wife and I are very affectionate in public. Like my age, we always have like arms around each other. We're holding each other's hands, a lot of kisses. I brought up the butt touching.
Mm.
I'm assuming that my daughters will also be that way when they eventually meet somebody.
Or they're grossed out by it and they're like, I don't want to do it. It could go one way or the other because you may want to do the opposite of whatever your parents do.
Sure. It is funny though, like you know, talking about the butt touching. Like when we're like in the kitchen, like at the end of the day, whatever, like I'm all butt touching.
Well, inside your own home.
And sometimes I'll forget the girls are in the room. And I'll get
that's probably
quick. And my youngest will be like, oh my God.
That would gross me out, man. If it's my dad palm and my mom.
Oh, she's got a nice butt. But I have told my daughter on multiple occasions.
Don't ever let a boy do that to you.
Don't let a boy. You can let a boy touch your butt.
You know, you realize that's
put a ring on it
after
first.
You're married. Yes, that's exactly what I see. Once you are married, all butt touching.
Wasn't that a Beyonce tune? Put a ring on it.
If you're going to touch my butt, put a ring on it.
So I had a buddy way back, and his wife did this weird thing. She would always sit on his lap. Like we were hanging out at a bar or something
that. Yeah.
Like all the time. Like that was her chair.
Mm-hmm.
And like we'd all be hanging out, having drinks, whatever, talking, bar. And she was constantly on his lap. But it was kind of weird to watch.
Really? What do you think of that woman?
I just thought it was weird.
Oh. Like you don't think anything less of that woman for sitting on his lap?
Oh, I thought less of her for sure.
Really?
I almost thought she just needed a lot of attention.
Oh.
Like it was never enough.
Okay, because like my wife sits on my lap in public.
I have been out with you at bars and restaurants and dinner. Your wife has never sat on your lap.
My wife,
period,
sits on my lap in public on a regular basis. Where?
Never seen it. Never seen
it. At the rink, like we'll be at the rink, she'll sit on my lap. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Oh, it's cold.
Really?
Well, it is cold.
Oh, now you gotta make it cold on one.
Oh, yeah, she's one of the good ones.
Hold on, let me just.
She's one of the good laps.
Okay, but like she's not. She might sit on your lap briefly, but she's not using that as her regular.
Oh, no, she'll use it as
so she'll sit there for an hour.
Well, I mean, my leg's going to fall
asleep. I thought you were working out. I thought you had powerful legs.
I do have powerful. That's why. There's so many veins and nerves in there. Hold on, I got to text my wife real quick. Hey, Nana, Tommy says you're
I was on board.
Grabbing. No, you
I
just said
it was weird, in his defense.
She said it.
No, you said that I look at a woman who sits on her husband's lap in public as attention needing.
It is kind of a needy look.
All right, here's how we know.
Do you ever feel weird, though, around a couple who's super touchy-feely, and like you look at like your husband or wife, and you're like, should we be doing something?
If it's too much.
I feel very weird right now. Like, we're not showing any affection, and they're over here, like, you know, loving on each other.
Yeah. No, but now that we're having this conversation, I might be that couple with my wife. Because, like, it's nothing
for...
couples
question themselves?
I don't know. Well, I didn't realize this was so weird until you two started getting so weird about it.
All right, so
I guess
I've never
seen it at a sporting event.
No. So you go to a lot of high-end events with your wife, right?
I get dragged to, yes.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Do you do it there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Isn't like, that more of a professional setting?
In front of the doctors and clients. And
yeah, it's my wife. I love my wife.
No,
I
but mean, does
I'm not
she...
Like, I'm not, like, no, grinding on her, right?
No, but does she sit on your lap? I'm going to say no.
I'm trying to think. I don't think it
would be... Because she wants the respect of her colleague.
I find it weird that you would lose the respect of a woman for sitting on her husband's lap.
I'm saying
her colleague. She has birthed two of my children.
I think it's more of a work thing, right?
Right.
Just thinking. Okay.
And these are high-enders, man.
Yeah, no lap sitters here.
You know, at the Burgerplex over here.
It's now the Donutplex, the Tim Hortons regionalizedplex.
Wait, it's donuts?
Well, yeah, because it was the Bill Gray's regionalizedplex. That was Burgerplex.
Oh.
Now it's the Tim Hortons regionalizedplex. Oh, okay. So we have collectively decided as hockey parents to call it the Donutplex.
All right. Well, you ain't at the Donutplex right now.
Well, it was a Burgerplex. 252 WCMF. This whole conversation started based on handhold.
Mm.
And boomers are way more likely to hold hands cupping each other's hands with their partner.
Yeah.
Gen Zers, the younger you are, the more likely you are to do the interlocking fingers handholding. Mm. Kimmy and I, both interlocking fingers handholding. Tommy, a cupper.
Old school.
Yeah. But we're discovering this may have something to do with public displays of affection. Kimmy, here's how we know if Tommy is the ultimate prude of prudes.
Okay.
Kimmy, if you're out with your husband
and
you're walking around and you're close to him, will he place his hand on the small of your back?
Yeah.
Okay. Tommy, will you place your hand on the small of your wife's back in public?
No, it's kind of awkward.
Like, if like let's say we're going through the like a door or something. Like he'll
something like that. But
no,
like
just
to walk.
There. Just standing there or walking and like putting your hand on the small of your back.
Maybe occasionally, but it wouldn't be a normal thing.
These are too close to her butt crack.
Yeah.
Not appropriate for
it's
public.
It's a sin.
It's not a sin. I don't think that's a sin.
Touching a butt crack is a sin.
No, we're not touching the butt crack. You're touching
Sodom and Gomorrah. That's how that whole city came down.
I wonder
they were touching butts.
Have you ever read? No.
And they got fried.
You know, it's because they didn't welcome outsiders, not because they were butt touching.
They were doing that, bro.
Stop doing that.
And they were luscious, too.
Do you think
Crumb bum luscious.
Lush town. I know it when I see it.
Don't.
Do you think that the way some people view stuff like that may be based on like the height difference though between the two?
Oh, here we go. I know. Here we go.
No, I was actually going to say it would be easier for you because you can do that having. But have you ever seen like a super tall
dude? No, he's
going to
blow his shoulder out having to do this.
Like, you know, I've seen like a super tall dude with like a really short woman, and like it's almost like whenever they do anything affectionate, it's so obvious that I feel like they don't really do it all
they're
that
straining.
Often. Because it's a little more difficult.
Well, I will say this: like my wife is around your height. Maybe that's why I was attracted to her.
All right.
But like she does complain sometimes, like when I kiss her, like when we're both standing up, that it makes her neck hurt.
Okay.
She's got to get up so high.
Yeah.
So just for future reference, if you want to make out, you might have to get a neck brace.
Bring a stool. But yeah, there are certain cultures that they don't really, it's just ingrained in their culture that they don't have public displays of affection. They're just how they are.
But that's what's so weird about you, because every Italian guy I ever knew, they were big on PDA.
Oh, yeah. They're groping and grabbing.
That's what, groping and grabbing?
Yeah.
So why are you so weird about it?
I don't know. I'm a weird person.
You're a Sicilian who doesn't...
Well, he doesn't like to be touched. He's not a hugger.
I'm probably on some spectrum somewhere.
No, look, I'm also not someone who likes to be touched or hugged, but when it comes to your partner,
I touch.
It was in his mouth. For better or for worse, I touch! I'll touch ya!
It's just not in regular rotation.
Okay. No, look, I'm not judging you. I'm just
You are.
I'm just trying to figure you out.
Stop being such a weirdo.
Maybe I'm part Asian or something.
What does that even mean?
Well, the Asians don't do a lot of public displays
of
affection.
How many Asian people do you know? Non-Asian people.
I go to their restaurants and stuff. I've seen their TV shows.
Why would they be touching each other making your dinner?
There's certain cultures where they just don't do it.
Yeah, I understand. But I also don't have enough access to those cultures where I can definitively say when I am around them.
I think I'm right.
What else is new? Man who makes statement thinks he's right.
I mean, they don't have cheese. They don't touch.
You think it's why they don't show public displays of affection?
It may be a lack of cheese in their diet.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.